This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black car under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Wake up, Doug Steffen. Wake up time.
7 after the hour.
I was wondering, we weren't expecting that, were you?
Where'd that come from?
Not even a little.
Doug and I were talking about having a hen and a rooster at the house.
Well, I just said that we've now introduced, I don't like chickens. They are just so dumb, but people love fresh eggs.
Yeah.
My dairy store, the old Kennedy, I don't know how far and wide this goes, but
I'm eating eggs. So Doug and I got into this long conversation
right,
about eggs.
Right. So remember the Kennedy butter and egg stores? Were there any where you were, Richie, down in the greater Washington area?
I do not remember them. What time period would they have been?
Well, maybe it was before your
maybe. I do not remember them.
Maybe though. It was a little before your time because you've got, what do I have on you, about 19 years old?
18 years.
18 years, yeah. Okay. So maybe it was. But the reason I bring it up is because my dairy store on the farm has the old traditional dairy, eggs, we have butter, cheese, you know, that kind of stuff, but we do it all on the farm. And so we had a neighbor who had lots of eggs, and she was bringing them in, and they were selling out. We'd have them one day a week. She'd bring them in, whoosh, gone. So she, her husband is actually my farm manager now, Joe. She's an accountant with a very, very big restaurant firm. But she loves chickens. And they've got a little farm down the street, and they have horses and stuff, and raise a few pigs and chickens. And so she decided that I was going to have chickens on the farm. I haven't had chickens since the 70s on the farm that we lived at together. We had the kids. So I've really tried to stay away from it. But the people in the store go in there, and they want, where are the eggs? Where are the eggs? Where are the eggs?
Sure.
So we now have bought this whole group of multicolored chickens. And we set up a chicken coop in what was an old chicken coop on this farm. I remember the chickens being in there when I was a kid. So the chickens are in there, and I went in there yesterday, and there's every color chicken you can possibly imagine. And the
eggs.
How
many colors of chicken are there?
Well, there's red ones, there's brown ones, there's white ones, there's yellow ones. There aren't any blue or green ones, but they're different taints. It's almost like a subtle rainbow. And the eggs are different colors depending on the color of the chicken. How many? You go to the store and you see the white eggs, or you go to the restaurant and they all have white eggs. Well,
brown eggs, right?
Yeah, right. Well, there. If you go to the real farms that have free range chickens, the eggs are a different tint. I'm not saying different color, but different tint, and it depends on what they're eating as to the color of their skin and their feathers and their eggs. You can feed them stuff that has the calcium content of it, shells and stuff. Whatever they're putting into their body is what they're going to, you are what you eat. Doesn't make any difference whether you're a chicken or you're a human being. You are what you eat. I'm not sure that if an elephant ate something that was white, the elephant's going to turn white. We've all heard that thing about the white elephant, right? You heard that? You know that story.
The one in the room, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Over there in the corner.
Yeah, right. That's it. All right, so anyway, enough on the chickens. I just thought that
everybody likes to talk about chickens
Now
and then.
Well, Megan, my daughter's coming for a week, and one of the things, Meredith's very concerned about having the food around that she likes to eat, and she likes hard-boiled eggs. I don't like them. I feed them to Charlotte. Meredith likes to have them around. I don't. There's something about eggs that have always kind of bugged me. I don't know what it is. They're, you know, once in a while I go out to breakfast and you have a hard, I just have to have them cooked hard, well done. And there's nothing that grosses me out more than seeing in a one-sided, what do they call them?
Over easy.
Ugh. just awful.
Yeah, oh, buddy, with God, a piece of toast.
Oh, no. Gross.
Dipping going on there.
Awful. Ugh.
Heaven.
God. All right, let's get to one of my favorite, sadly, I shouldn't say favorite, but one of the items of interest that most concerns me when I'm talking to you, and that has to do with the concussion problems that football players have. You may or may not have heard, there are 9 players who have opted out of the NFL concussion litigation. 9 former NFL players opting out. There is a class action settlement. The NFL agreed to pay $765 million over 65 years. See, I didn't know that at first. They kept that. Originally, in the press release, the NFL had agreed to pay $765 million to football players. That's what they said. That was the headline. That was the story. Now come to find out, and one of the reasons for the litigation to begin with is because they're spreading that out over 65 years. Well, that's nothing. It's peanuts. 20,000 former players are in this litigation or in this settlement.
They want to do it so that they make sure that there's money available for people who need it that are 22 years old now.
Yeah.
And
well, but they won't.
When they're 65,
I know,
they need
but
money.
The money won't amount to much. So that's what these 9 players have said. No, the damages are too severe to me, and so we're not. And so with that announcement, you can expect, because the opt-out time ends October 14th. So what it really means is you're on your own. The NFL says, we'll give you X amount of money if you have this kind of a problem or that kind of a problem, or your family. If you croak because of having had all these concussions and you were playing for the NFL, we'll take care of your family for the rest of their lives. Okay, so that's fine, but that doesn't define how well they'll be taken care of versus what they might have got. It's kind of like when you see a settlement, a lawyer goes after somebody. Let's say a 22-year-old kid is killed in a car accident by a drunk driver. Then the insurance companies, the lawyers and the insurance companies, will look at what that 22-year-old has for education, what he was making at the time he died, and what his potential was for the next 45 years in terms of earnings. And that's how they come up with the amount of money they give you, the family, or if somebody like that is deceased. The older you are, the less you're going to get, because your life has been, that's just the way it is. Your life has, this is horrible for me to swallow, at my age, my life has little value. Your life has more value, Richie. Kenny, your life has more value. Jennifer's has more than any of us because, A, she's a woman, and
she has
rapidly, and she has much more potential,
right,
especially given the fact she can take over her family's business and make it whatever, you know, whatever she can make it. So that's how those policies, that's how this all, that all shakes out. So in the term here, these 9 ex-players, I'm going to bet there are more now that they see this list that will come out, and they won't, but they're on their own. They have to sue the NFL now, and the NFL, see, this is why it's tough for these guys. Goodell is going to have another problem on his hand, because the PR, if he gets in the way of these ex-players who have more serious damage, and they confront them with lawyers, and they try to make them look bad, nothing's going to happen except they're going to look bad. The players aren't going to look bad. The NFL is going to look bad. So if they had any brains at all, especially with all the bad PR they've gotten in the past month or so, they'll say to these 9 players, okay. But then if they do that, then the others are going to say, well, we're going to do it for them, so let's do it for everybody. So they're in a conundrum here, which is brought about by being in a game.
About even existing in 20 years.
They won't exist in 20 years. They're done. Yeah, 10 years, I'm going to bet you.
I say it becomes something like, Ken, what was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Richard Dawson?
Running Man.
Running Man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where they basically take prisoners and force them to play the games for everybody else's entertainment.
Yeah, and then they all die.
That's what it becomes. And if you play for us, and if you are a superstar, you may get released from prison.
Yeah. All right, here's a story that I find extraordinarily interesting. You all have heard me over the years talk about some of the people that I have admired for whatever the reason. Ronald Reagan, one of them. I don't think he was perfect, but he was good for the country. John Wayne is another one. Even though I don't necessarily like a lot of the violence in many of his movies, there was something about him and the way, and a lot of people felt this way, certainly his kids growing up. So his family, I have great regard. His children, there are still 3 of his children that are alive. Patrick, Issa, his daughter, And Ethan was the youngest one, who was the kid in Big Jake. Remember, he was the kid that he, that John Wayne saved. He's now obviously an adult.
Mm.
And so they had tried to somehow or other patent or registered the name Duke, because they had been somebody approached them to use that to promote alcoholic beverages under the Duke name or the Duke label. But Duke University took them to court, and they won yesterday.
Judge University did.
Yeah. Judge yesterday said that Wayne Enterprises cannot patent or use exclusively the term Duke, because that was what he was called, Duke Wayne, John Wayne.
About the Duke.
Duke, the Duke. Well, I don't know about
that. I think I'll have another.
Yeah.
Wah-haw.
Anyway, suit's been dismissed, so they can't do that, but there are plenty. They make a lot of money off of his image. Just he makes. It's very interesting. We were talking about this because of the story at DougSteffen.com today, yet another way for Michael Jackson's people, his family, his heirs, to make more money with the release next year of the Thriller video in 3D. How many millions is that going to be worth? Well, John Wayne, in death, has been worth much more to his family than he was alive. And that's just
the way it is. Look at Elvis. Elvis was almost broke when he died.
Yeah.
I mean, he was worth, what, $2 million?
Serious. John Wayne was only worth $8 or $10 million when he died.
Now they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right. That image that they protect.
They become Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Once they die.
Yep. Right.
Exactly. It's a brand that will live in Americana forever.
Nobody will ever forget John Wayne. Nobody will ever forget Michael Jackson. Nobody will ever forget many of these people. Who have Elvis is another great example.
Not if we do our jobs.
No.
I make sure my kids know Americana.
Yep. My job is to break for commercials now, Richie. It's 18 after the hour.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, is a chronic neurologic disorder that causes unpleasant sensations in the legs and an uncontrollable urge to move them. Most symptoms occur at night, so many people with RLS experience sleep disturbances. Moderate to severe RLS, which occurs in 2 to 3% of U.S. adults, can have a big effect on patients' lives as well as those around them. Just ask Eve, a photographer living with RLS.
The tingling sensation in my legs kept me up at night, and over time I developed significant health problems because I couldn't sleep. I tried different ways to make the sensation stop, including hitting my legs. My husband told me it was very hard for him to see me going through that.
Currently, there is no cure for RLS, but many treatment options are available to help manage symptoms. For more information, visit www.relieve-restless-legs.com. That's www.relieve-restless-legs.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After the hour, it's travel time on Good Day. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com will join us. The trips that people are planning for the season, the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, when are you planning to make up your mind? You better be planning to make up your mind pretty soon, because the prices are going just the same as they did last summer. I'm going to a wedding next month in Chicago, and it was $400 just to fly from Boston to Chicago.
Wow.
That's more than it costs to fly to L.A. Let's see if Tom can help us around those hurdles in just a moment here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watsman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Being a new mom can be overwhelming, especially battling tough diaper rash. That's why I use pediatrician-recommended Balmex Diaper Rash Cream. Only Balmex helps treat and prevent diaper rash with ActiveGuard, which neutralizes harmful irritants in wet or dirty diapers. In fact, Balmex reduces redness in just one diaper change. Trust Balmex, the solution for tough diaper rash that really works. Look for Balmex in the baby aisle at Walgreens, CVS, Target, and Walmart.
Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher at bestfares.com, frequently on the Good Day program with ideas and help on planning trips, so not too early to be looking at Thanksgiving and Christmas. As a matter of fact, I just said a minute ago, whether you heard me or not, Tom, that it looks like the same kind of fiasco as people faced if they wanted to go somewhere in June, July, or August of this year. The prices are crazy already, so what do we do to avoid that?
I know some destinations like Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii. You can put those off for after the holidays. You'll do about the half price. Mm-hmm. Another destination, almost everything on the West Coast, going to Florida, Orlando, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. did a show there last Sunday. I was just in shock that those tickets are $600 to $700 round trip, and that's almost any day of the week. Now, if you're going other destinations like a place, you know, Chicago or New York or family or Washington D.C., maybe Dallas is becoming very cheap too. I think if you look at the Monday, Tuesday, the Wednesday before Christmas, and the which is the Thursday this year, and they come back or take off the next Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, there we're seeing fares cut maybe as much as 30% or 40% any other days of the week. So if you're flexible, and remember this is a long Christmas vacation because of that Thursday, many schools will be out more than 14 days. So yeah. I think the more flexible you are, maybe the shorter the trip, you still have a chance, but you should be looking now, not yesterday.
Right. So travel to Europe, people are worried. I don't know if there have been cancellations. You're in Dallas. This guy flew in on United through Washington. Are people concerned about that? Will there be?
I think it's the Asian flu we had a few years ago. They hit Mexico and hit Asia for people. I mean, it really took some bangs on some of those destinations. I think Africa, I don't even care if it's Johannesburg, I think you'll see people avoiding it with like a bird plague. Mm-hmm. You know, just that. And then next Tuesday, look for a big airfare sale from Southwest Airlines.
Really?
Some of these are short haul, especially the short haul flights. I think we'll get back down to 98 to 118 round trip.
So will everybody else match it?
Competing? Probably depends on what Southwest comes out with.
So something to look for. Again, Tuesday is the best day to book a trip. Tom Parsons, check him out at bestfares.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's like hydrogen peroxide for your brain.
That's right. We fizz all over the place.
Cleanse things. Right?
Clean it out.
Clean out.
Sting just a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. Why not? Let's get back to the issues of the day. When I say we are here, Ken Kessler monitors social media. Lots of comments on the Ebola thing. Kenny, if you want to sort of flush out a couple of those, that'd be good. Rich McFadden of the controls in our studio in Washington, wondering whether or not the wacky financial market this week has been caused by the fear that has been brought about by the news media. It's really pretty interesting how the news media bites the hand that feeds it. And this is a sort of a twofold, this is a cycle. It sort of was up and down because many times advertisers and newspapers and television or radio too affect what you hear. And so it is in our best interest, I guess, to present things that are in the what you'd think would be in the best interest of our advertisers, right? How many people agree with that? Does it make sense? That
sure.
Notion makes mm-hmm. sense?
Why not?
So then why do, especially the five like CNBC, the Wall Street Journal, those items, those organs that focus on the items that basically turn people off and scare people. The market is so fickle, so full of fools, anything that happens, burps, gas, methane, whatever it is, it affects the market. And it's pretty silly what affects it. This week, the impact that Ebola had on the market really was pretty dramatic. Information is not always forthcoming, and therefore, without information, they speculate. That's what they are. By definition, those people on Wall Street are called speculators. They are investors. They speculate. They advance money, oftentimes, on things that may or may not work out. But they are smart enough, the ones that have all the money, they get out most of the time before the walls come crumbling down. So, in this case, though, I would have thought it would be a good week for pharmaceuticals because there are a lot of people that are trying to deal with this Ebola thing. It's gotten so much attention. I don't even know if that MAP outfit in San Diego is a public company. So, but this has been a rocky week for the financial markets, and so be it. Better straighten out, though, before the election, because that's how elections, was it yesterday, I think we said, it is always, always, always the economy, stupid, that makes, and people are not happy. They are not happy about what's going on in their own pocketbooks. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Nope, nope, nope. The Baltimore Orioles are better off. They scored 8 runs in the 8th inning.
Yeah.
To rout the Detroit Tigers 12-3, game one.
Tigers, too. Hmm? Tigers come out, and their pitcher, I mean, just shuts them down for 8 innings.
Yeah.
Then they go to the bullpen. Bam.
Boom.
Fireworks.
That's it. Yep. There's a new book on the market, Richie.
Yeah. By the way, I got my tickets for Saturday's Washington Nationals San Francisco Giants playoff game.
Wait, how much does it cost you?
$250 for two.
Really?
That's not bad. Craigslist.
I'd pay $250 for one seat.
You know,
go to the Red Sox in the springtime.
The only thing that was really left, I mean, unless you wanted to pay $500 to sit down in the diamond seats, was the nosebleeds, and I ended up getting outfield seats straight away in the outfield, and $125 a piece. I don't think that's bad.
No. Not at all.
Still hurts, but I mean, you know, considering it's not bad.
It's the playoffs.
But it's the playoffs.
National Storytelling Festival begins today in Jonesboro, Tennessee. Writers, poets, performers gather to tell tall tales.
One time there was this muskrat, and he come down from the woods. Those kind of stories in Tennessee?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that also is, we talk about the synergies, synchronicity, whatever it is, the Muslims' most holy day. How strange or crazy is this?
Fall on the same day?
Yeah. Yom Kippur, the most solemn Jewish holiday, and the Mecca, the pilgrimage to Mecca. There are millions of people that fly in. There are planes that are, I remember when Northwest, my sister was a flight attendant for Northwest, and they used to hire 4 747s, and they'd fly them to various places, fill them up with people, and bring them to Mecca. Planes from all around the world, anybody that could charter a plane, find an extra plane, they'd bring them in, fill them up with people, and bring them to Mecca. And they'd stay there for a couple of days. But every year, that's what's going on, same day as Yom Kippur. Very. And all these people are fighting, and they have the same holiday. I mean, it's just so crazy. And this is just another example of how crazy it is. You'll remember two things about this day. It was 6 years ago today that President George Bush signed the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008, which was the beginning of the end for most financial stability for people like me. It was the beginning of the end for the next 6 years, many people, including yours truly, would have trouble. You had, I'm betting, plenty of trouble.
Oh, getting the loans.
Yeah, loans. Everything just crashed. People called it a recession? It was a depression. And also on this date in 1995, the famous O.J. Simpson acquittal.
The glove doesn't fit. You must acquit.
And he was. Ronald Goldman said, I'm going to get you.
And he did.
Yep. Simpson smiled and looked at the jury and said, thank you. But now he's in jail. Interesting how that all works out. All right. Speaking of things working out, there is a move in this country to have everybody's DNA cataloged. Do you know what's in your DNA? We're going to talk about that in a minute with an expert in this field. Dr. Michael Hogan will join us on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
Restless leg syndrome, or RLS, is a chronic neurologic disorder that causes unpleasant sensations in the legs and an uncontrollable urge to move them. Most symptoms occur at night, so many people with RLS experience sleep disturbances. Moderate to severe RLS, which occurs in 2 to 3% of U.S. adults, can have a big effect on patients' lives as well as those around them. Just ask Eve, a photographer living with RLS.
The tingling sensation in my legs kept me up at night, and over time I developed significant health problems because I couldn't sleep. I tried different ways to make the sensation stop, including hitting my legs. My husband told me it was very hard for him to see me going through that.
Currently, there is no cure for RLS, but many treatment options are available to help manage symptoms. For more information, visit www.relieve-restless-legs.com. That's www.relieve-restless-legs.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Michael Hogan is Chief Science Officer at Gentech. I'm going to pronounce this right, but I'm already, when I've looked at it a couple of times, Gentegra, is that right, Dr. Hogan?
Yeah, that's correct.
Gentegra, okay. So what does that company do?
Gentegra is specialized in developing technology to preserve important biological material like blood, other kinds of samples, for the DNA in them. And the twist is that everybody knows you can store, you know, DNA and their, you know, things like it in the refrigerator and a freezer. That's what they do in hospitals and blood banks. Gentegra's specialty is storing it so you can do a field collection and preserve it at room temperature pretty much forever, completely bypassing freezers and refrigerators.
Why do you want, or why do we want, why does anybody want to store their DNA?
Well, I think it's valuable at a number of different levels. I think from a personal perspective, there's obviously the genetic research side of things, but at a more personal level, it's useful as sort of, unfortunately, for safety purposes, you know, when a child has gone missing or an adult has gone missing, one of the first things that the authorities want is a sample where they can get DNA so they can do DNA fingerprinting to match things in the field with this kind of reference specimen. So unfortunately for that kind of disaster recovery, storing a specimen, let's say a little bit of blood less from a finger prick, like from a blood glucose meter, can give plenty of DNA to do a very complete kind of forensics workup to help track somebody. And then there's the family tree side of things. That is, as it's become more and more inexpensive to really dig into the genetic makeup of relatives, you know, ancestors. If you've got a specimen of DNA, one can start doing both family tree-related things and also, I think, ultimately have control over the ability to perhaps try to look for disorders that might have been inherited from grandparents to parents to children. That's right.
There's a sort of fear factor involved in selling this, although, as you put it, in very nice terms here, there's more benefit to it. If you look at how it could be used, it seems to me anyway, for predicting and preventing things like cancer and heart disease, what would you be eating? What supplements should you be taking? How can you avoid these things? That's where I see the value in this. Is it, personally, I'd like to know what's in my DNA. Do I need to be doing something in my lifestyle that would avoid me croaking earlier? If I have the information, that's all the power that you need, right?
Yes, and I think part of it is this whole idea of control. You've got it right on the nose. There's a big difference between, I mean, the sense of the sort of product that we're talking about, for instance, a companion company, Genesis, which is a California startup that I also advise for, has just launched a product which takes this kind of patented technology that we have developed at Gentegra and puts it into something like a thumb drive, where the DNA information that would be in a drop of blood from you and your family members would be coupled to more or less these days ordinary information, that computer information, photos, documents, all linked together. And the key thing is, much like a thumb drive, it actually looks like a thumb drive. It's in your hand, and that's the key. It's in your hand. It's not in somebody else's hand. You have the control over it. This is not some Big Brother database. This is
I think that's what other people.
You can do what you want.
I think some people are worried about it because there's so much concern, appropriately so in my estimation, the government-controlled health care. Are they going to be able to use this against you? Can they keep you from getting better if they don't like you? Things like that. Although I think that's a worry. The other side of it is, I'm using a personal example. My daughter is having a son in December, and I'd like to think that when he's born, somebody can take his DNA, look at it, and say, okay, these are the things you need to do in your life to live a happier, healthier life, disease-free life. I can see this where, if it's approved, used appropriately, it would help people live much better and longer.
I think that's exactly true. And I think that the science is developing. There's low-hanging fruit, so to speak. Obviously, that kind of test can be done now for things like predicting diabetes risk. But I think there's more is known. Predicting diet and so forth is going to be. That's not something.
How expensive? 40 years in the future, how expensive is it going to be?
It's going to be about the size of, well, the cost of what jump drives used to cost. Okay. So let's say, you know, $20, $30, something of that sort.
Why wouldn't you want to do that? All right, I've got to scoot here. If people want to find out more about it, they go to Genesis, GENISYSS.com. Is that right?
Yes, and they have a wonderful website, and they also make reference to not only the science, but also some of these practical applications.
All right, GENISYSS, Genesis.com. Find out whether or not you think you could be helped by having somebody harvest your DNA. Thank you, sir. Good to have you here. Quick item of interest from the world of television. Jennifer's not here, so I don't feel like I have to spend a lot of time on TV, but I thought it was interesting, Richie, that Jillian Michaels admitted in an interview this week that she didn't leave The Biggest Loser. She was fired. She didn't leave because she wanted to. She was fired because she criticized them for this last season's winner. I think a lot of people were taken back. I remember us talking about that. This woman that, what was her name? Rachel Frederickson, who looked emaciated, in fact, when she came out at the end of The Biggest Loser season. And apparently there was some funny stuff going on. Jillian Michaels didn't like it. She said she would stay
if, in fact, the team at Biggest Loser would address that, and the producers of Biggest Loser said, no, we don't like you criticizing us, you're fired. End of story. Goodbye. So it's just interesting to see how things, what you heard and what was real were two different things. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Look at you! You have a baby! In a bar! Expect me to tell you you look good?
Ooh.
But they run out of soap down at the Piggly Wiggly since I left?
I bet a lawyer charges $3.50 an hour. Ooh. He billed me every time you sent these papers.
Ooh. Well, I'm glad to see you finally got the message.
Shut up, Air!
Big wheels keep on turning. Carry me home to see my kin.
Old song with a new twist by Jerry.
I'd never heard this.
Haven't you? This is from the movie Sweet Home Alabama.
Which I saw.
Wasn't that Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No. Number one movie this week, 2002, Chucker. Hi, Richie.
Cranking I'm married. Well, I'm married, so that means I've seen this this movie 20 times.
Yeah.
My wife loves him.
Really? Jewel wasn't in it. She didn't act in it. She just sang the song from it, right? Which of the TV show, competitive shows, was she a judge on, or is she a judge on? Voice?
Wasn't it the sing-off?
It was the sing-off. Yeah, what happened to that? Is that not gone?
I think it'll be back this winter.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's how we get started. Movie music in Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here with a preview of the movies that are coming out this weekend for your listening and dancing pleasure. See if something can beat at the box office what happened with the Denzel Washington movie from last weekend, The Equalizer. It's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC Certified Service Technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC Certified Service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He's got a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond, which is excellent. Check it out. You can check out him. Go to the contributors box at DougStephan.com. See Chucker and his story. All right, so what's out this weekend that's going to be good, Chucker?
I don't know about... Well, I'm going to go see tonight Gone Girl. I'll let you know what I think on Monday. Two films open nationwide that should light up the box office somewhat. Both expected to do around $30 million in business. The first is David Fincher's Gone Girl. One critic says this will do for marriage what Fatal Attraction did for Infidelity. He's a pretty... and also opening.
Isn't that the Ben Affleck? That's the Ben Affleck movie, right?
Yeah, it looks good.
Correct.
Yeah.
Did he do it?
Look good.
Wait, let's do a spoiler.
No.
Did he do it or not?
Also opening is the horror film Annabelle, which is also expected to do around $30 million in business. One movie I have to point out that's opening on about 1,700 screens, the Christian themed film Left Behind, which is based on the best selling novels. Kirk Cameron did a DVD series about 10 years ago. It stars Nicolas Cage, and my question to you guys is, what in the world has happened to the career of Nicolas Cage? Yeah. He is a guy who is a huge talent, very popular for about 2 decades, and now he's doing direct-to-DVD movies left and right, and I don't get it.
Why don't they do another movie at that, right?
Yeah.
This is theatrical, but from what I read, it's done very, very cheaply.
What about the getting another National Treasure? That's a great franchise. Come up with another.
He needs to do franchise properties or have Quentin Tarantino cast him in his next movie. Yeah. One or the other. Because he needs to be rebooted. Speaking of reboot, Warner Brothers reportedly will reboot the Will Smith film I Am Legend, which came out in 2007.
Huh.
Why? Well, they tried to do a sequel, never materialized. They wanted to do a prequel to that film. Will Smith said no. The Last Man on Earth is a good concept, and so is Zombies and Vampires. So we're going to see another form of I Am Legend.
Disney says it's going ahead with Indiana Jones 5, Chucker, into production.
Who didn't know that?
Well, I wanted to see a reboot, but I'll agree to have Harrison Ford do it one more time.
72 years old, why not? He's still...
Why not, right?
He gets hurt a lot.
He's still very cool.
But he likes to do his own stunts, so he gets hurt. Look what he did in Star Wars, and they put the thing on hold for a couple of weeks while he was getting better.
Well, he fell on a Skywalker.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi, Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man on Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stephan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.